Learning to Speak Up. An article about self-advocacy by Karen, our Marketing and Communications Officer. For a long time, I found it incredibly difficult to talk about my sight loss. It was not until my 40s that I began to feel comfortable speaking up, and that change has made a huge difference in my life. Learning to advocate for myself has helped me feel more confident, more in control, and better able to live the life I want. For me, it started with accepting my sight loss and feeling okay about being someone with a degenerative eye condition. I realized that speaking up is not a weakness, but a strength. Asking for help has made me feel empowered, not dependent. I also realized that it is not all one way. I often offer help to people too. It might not be in the same way, but it is still valuable. In the past, I worried that I'd be putting on people or annoying them if I asked for help. Now I know that it is usually the opposite. People are often glad to know what would make things easier for me. Speaking up can make life better for everyone involved. Having a guide dog also helped me get used to speaking up. It meant many day-to-day interactions with the public, and it gave me more confidence over time. I also began to understand that it is the way society is set up that can create barriers, not my sight loss itself. That made me want to be part of changing things, even in small, everyday ways. Speaking up does not have to mean making a big stand. Sometimes it is simply asking for a letter in a different format, or explaining in a coffee shop that I cannot read the menu and would like some help. The embarrassment I used to feel has gone, and life is much easier as a result. If you're starting to build your confidence with self-advocacy, here are a few things that might help you. Learn about your rights. Knowing what you're entitled to makes it easier to advocate for yourself. Organisations like Disability Rights UK offer good resources to help you get started. Communicate clearly and calmly. It can help to prepare a few key points beforehand. If you have several things to raise, try prioritising them. Being polite, clear and prepared often helps, as does offering solutions, especially if the person you are speaking to is not familiar with sight loss. Know your strengths. Self-advocacy is not just about highlighting difficulties. It is about recognising your abilities too. Whether you are good at explaining things or staying calm under pressure, knowing your strengths can boost your confidence. And don't be afraid to try again. Sometimes the first conversation might not go the way you hoped. If the outcome is disappointing, do not give up. Persistence often makes a real difference. I have found that speaking up has not only made my life easier, but also helped me trust others more. Most people genuinely want to help when they know what's needed. Self-advocacy is important across so many areas of life. In healthcare, it could mean asking a doctor to explain things differently or requesting information in a format you can access. In education, it might involve asking for adjustments during exams. In work, it could mean requesting equipment through Access to Work. Even socially, telling friends and family what helps makes a real difference. Speaking up does not mean doing everything alone. Trusted friends, family members, or advocacy organisations can support you, and if needed, speak alongside you until you feel ready. Learning to advocate for myself has helped me feel stronger, more independent, and more positive about the future. And it is never too late to start.